They said they had us in the fold. I guess that's true.
Look at this. This is, I have this friend named Howard, and sometimes he paints when he's not preaching. Sometimes he preaches when he's not painting. When he's not doing all of these things, he's being inspired. This is a song about me.
To be, she sees what she can't see, can't you see? Thank you. Want to Buy a Watch? This is a new song. Once upon a time, there were seven magistrates who lived in a city that was being overtaken by the wicked. It was either destroy the entire city or pick seven citizens to walk to the outside of the city borders and surrender themselves to the enemy. And so the seven highest magistrates in the entire town grouped themselves together and walked outside the gates of the city and were slain down by the enemy, and the city was saved. This is their story.
Yeah. Thank you.
Carolyn, write a book about chess. Somewhere around the third chapter of this book, they made a comparison between farming and Western civilization and chess. Something about grapes, Arbor Day, and amber with flies coming out. You see, if you're in an airplane, you're looking down on the land, and you see these squares everywhere. In the east, they don't have squares, but they have a mountain. They go around the mountain like that. In America, if you have a mountain, you cut it in half and you put a square on top of it. This is kind of like the game of chess. If you look down on a chessboard, you see nothing but squares. Man has come a long way since 1066, which was the Norman Conquest, beginning of the Middle Ages. We now have things like lakes that weren't supposed to be there, or dams built by man. If you go out swimming in one of these dams made by man, they're usually square, sometimes rectangular. You'd be out in the middle of the lake, dog paddling. You look down, and way down below the water, you can see the tops of trees where they used to stand. Now this worried Caroline. She didn't know why they did this kind of thing. She used to sit in her bedroom alone at night and wonder over these problems Western civilization. One day Caroline came upon an answer. She got a letter from a man, she didn't know. His first name was Sam. He claimed to come from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, zip code 19107. Caroline knew this area very well, for you see she was born there. So she took the ladder, she put it in her hand, she jumped on the first train headed for Philadelphia. She found the man, answered all her questions, and stuck stones behind her as to pull out any time she had another question. Caroline had all the answers, or so she thought. This is when she found a book. Somewhere near the train tracks, about a man who didn't want to eat with foxes and mice. Sam. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like that, Sam. Caroline threw the book over her shoulder, jumped on the train, and headed out.
Yeah.
another story.
Kimsey had a friend with a pickup truck.
Who's heard this before? Middleton. Kimsey had a friend with a pickup truck and an empty coffin that he put in the back of it. Kimsey used to climb inside the coffin and cross his arms over his chest like this and close his eyes. His friend would jump in the cab of the truck and drive down to the Piggly Wiggly, where they'd wait for women to walk by. His friend would hang out the window and go, "Hey, come here, look at this. Kimsey Upton died on us. He's in the back of the truck in a coffin." She'd say, "I don't believe you. I saw him down at Howard's just yesterday cleaning up the yard." He said, "You come back here and look for yourself. He's laying there just dead as a doornail." She'd walk over to the pickup truck. She'd look over the edge of it, and there's Kimsey laying there in his coffin with his arms crossed over his chest and his eyes closed like this. Kimsey would wait, holding his breath, until he could smell the perfume. Inches from his face, they usually wore jungle gardenia. And right at the right moment, he'd pop his eyes open like this, and fix them right on her, and go, "Burr!" Scared the shit out of him every time. Chapter 2. Team Fighting Irish, such an American team.
Yeah.
We have a very special guest tonight. Roger McGuinn.
Thank you.
Tonight. They're the closest guys around.